Hello, this is Shibu Ucharyan, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is January 17th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Genesis chapters 49 and 50. God will strengthen us to face every trouble. We read in Genesis chapter 49 verses 22 to 24 like this. Joseph is a fruitful bough by a well. His branches run over the wall. The archers have bitterly grieved him, shot at him and hated him. But his bow remained in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From there is a shepherd, the stone of Israel. Joseph stands before us as a model of extraordinary fidelity to God even from his young age. It was no fault of his that he was born to the beloved wife Rachel of his father Jacob. His father loved him over all his brothers and gifted him with a tunic of many colors to display that love. However, his brothers envied and hated him and would not even speak nicely to him. When they got a chance, they sold him to slavery and reported falsely to their father with his blood-stained tunic. In Egypt, Joseph was delivered to prison, being falsely accused of making sexual advances to Potiphar's wife. He was shackled and incarcerated for over 2 years until he was released from prison and finally became a person of authority in Egypt. Through all the troubles that Joseph had in his life, the one reason he could hold on was because the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. God gave Joseph extraordinary strength and fortitude to withstand all the troubles that he faced from the people near and dear to him, finally becoming a fruitful bough with branches running over the wall. Even though Joseph was attacked by envy, revenge, temptation, and ingratitude, yet by the grace of God, he triumphed over all opposition and became the sustainer of Israel. The history of the tribes of Ephraim and Manasseh, Joseph's sons, show how fully the blessings of Jacob was realized in Joseph's future generations as well. Great men of God like Joshua, Gideon, and the prophet Samuel could be counted among the famous descendants of Joseph. God gave Joseph extraordinary wisdom and insight to interpret the dreams of the butler, the baker, and Pharaoh. God also gave him excellent managerial capabilities to manage Potiphar's household, the prison, and even the kingdom of Egypt. The thoughtful decisions of Joseph in managing the food distribution of Egypt saved not only the Egyptians alive, but spared his own family from starvation and annihilation. In the end, Joseph could say with confidence to his brothers that even though they meant evil, but God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is this day to save many people alive. Let us understand that God will strengthen us to face every trouble that we encounter in our lives and make our lives to be fruitful and successful as well. To do that, we need to delight in God's word, meditate in it continuously, and follow the directions that God gives us every day. As we read in Psalms chapter 1 verse 2, to be fruitful, we need to abide in Christ and let his word abide in us. Then God will make our way prosperous, and like Joseph, we too will have good success in our lives. We read in Joshua chapter 1 verse 8 like this. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success.